Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, we come tonight, O Lord, led of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to open up another podcast tonight, Father God, to break chains, Father God, in lives that bring their lives to you tonight, Father God. Touch everyone that needs to be touched tonight, Father God. Open up our hearts and minds and souls to you, Father God, and let the Holy Spirit do what it does, Father God. Father God, we accept your word tonight, Father God. Use our shepherd tonight, Pastor Smith, right now, Father God, to feed us tonight, Father God, to bring us that rhema word that you fed to her, Father God. Open us up to understanding tonight, Father God. Heal our minds, heal our bodies, spirit, and soul, Father God. Bless us, guide us, and teach us tonight, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. Our Tuesday night number is the number we're connected with this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number, you can call and listen to the service live. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, that's in North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. And remember, we're at a larger venue. That's inside the Clarion Inn Hotel and Conference Center. The address is 1612 Sisk Road, that's S-I-S-K Road, that's in the city of Modesto, California. Our next dates for service are the fourth Sunday of this month, January 26th, and the second Sunday of February, which is February 9th. We do have some special announcements, and I think Sister Penny was going to give those out. If not, I just want to go ahead and let you know that she will have your tax receipts available. So if you have donated to the ministry within the 2019 year, she will have your tax receipts available on January 26th. If you need them mailed out to you, she can also do that. So just email her at the Full Gospel email or website address, and she can get those out to you electronically as well. We're also giving a homeless outreach on January 25th.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Pastor DJ got me on the line because something was wrong with my phone. Have you started already the announcement,
yes,
Sister Tamara?
I'm just finishing up the announcement. And so I was saying that we will also be doing a homeless outreach on January 25th. If you're not able to come out to help package the things for the less fortunate, we do ask that if it's on your heart to give a donation, that you also contact Sister Penny with any types of donations of waters or toiletries or anything, so that when we go out to outreach to the homeless, we'll have that available. Again, that will be the weekend of January 25th for the homeless outreach, and our next dates for service are January 26th, and Sister Penny will also have your tax receipts available at that time. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just have a quick testimony. I want to thank the Lord for my husband having a 48th birthday last week. I forgot to give it on the last line. I just thank the Lord for him being faithful to God's word and being the head. In Jesus' name, I thank him for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, we thank you tonight that, Father, we come knowing that your word is a pipeline, that your people are connected to tonight. Your word has been dispatched, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the word bring good news to the believers. Father, we thank you for this prayer line being a channel for the water of the word of God, for the word to be decreed, for the word to give revelation, for the word to give utterance tonight. And God, I give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 12 and 13. Psalms 91, verse 11. And Acts 10, verses 30 and 31. It's Daniel, the 10th chapter. Verses 12 and 13, Psalms 91, verse 11, Acts 10, verses 30 and 31. You get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement tonight for the believers, and this is a new year, and you're going in it, you're in it right now, and this word is to water your petition with the word of God, and we are to do this every day, and there are you that's waiting for things to be completed in your life. You have placed your petition before God. And God wants you to be encouraged tonight that the word of God have power that will bring everything in your life into completion by the word of God. So what we do, there are times when we have prayed and we have not received answers right away. And God wants you to be encouraged tonight. It doesn't mean that God hadn't heard your prayers. It means that there's a warfare going on in the heavenly realms where there's a enemy that's working against your request. So this word is to encourage you tonight. You continue to praise God every day by applying what you have believed God for, the word on that petition, daily. I don't care how it looks, thanks to God. When things have not immediately came forth in manifestation for you, there's a spirit that's warring against your prayers. But God wants you to continue to speak the word over your petition, because the word of God is activated when you don't see, yet the word is moving, it's alive. And so we're going to see by the word of God that there are interference many times in the air working against you. But God wants you to be encouraged tonight, because he has angels. Psalms 12 and 6 say the Lord protects his word with angels, that spirit of Satan, that the spirit of God has his angelic beings working on your behalf tonight. Daniel 10, 12 and 13, please.
Daniel 10, 12 and 13. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words.
This is a word of encouragement tonight that Daniel had prayed, and the Lord encouraged him through an angel. The angel said to Daniel, don't be afraid. God heard your prayer the first day. That angel was sent to help, to come against that spirit, the prince of Persia, that was working against his prayers. And the Spirit of God allowed his chief angel to go forth to fight against that spirit that was sent to hold up that prayer request that God has heard already. There was an opposition. Satan was opposing the thing that God himself says shall come to pass because of Daniel's prayers. And the Spirit of God sent angels out. Angels went forth. They had charge to go forth and to fight against that spirit that was suppressing the prayer. And so there's many times there's that force of darkness have gone forth to detain your prayer, to handicap your prayer, to hold back your prayer. But we come in tonight in agreement because this word is saying tonight that God has sent out angelic forces, his angels, to fight against that spirit of darkness. That spirit has been appointed by Satan to oppose everything that God said it is yours, that God said shall come into completion, that God said shall be accomplished, that God said shall come into a conclusion, that God said shall be fulfilled, that God says shall arrive, that God says shall obtain. And we're going to stand on the word of God, Psalms 91 and 11 tonight.
Psalms 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways.
He's saying tonight to you, God will put his angels, his angelic forces, his bodily, their bodily spirit, their angels from God, angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go and whatever you pray. Meaning, those things that's opposing, God wants you to know that God's angels have charge and control, and they're responsible to do what God tells them to do concerning you. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight that his angel has been sent out to subdue and to arrest that spirit that does not want your prayers to be manifested. And God wants you to know tonight that his angel shall frustrate the plans of Satan. And there's many things that you have sent out in a petition before God. Those things that you have requested before God, those things that you have been in supplication and action of God, those things that God desired to be granted to you. And God wants you to be encouraged by the word of God that they're at hand, that angels is doing warfare just for you because he loves you. He's concerned about everything that concerns you. And those petitions, he wants you to know, he heard the first time you prayed. We're going to see an example of what God says about petition. Acts 10, verses 30 and 31, please.
And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God.
This was to encourage Cornelius. He had prayed, he had fasted, he had went into a place, a secret place, and had placed a petition before God. And God sent an angel to let Cornelius know that I've heard you, Cornelius. I've heard your prayers. I've heard your petition. God wants you to know, as he did for Cornelius, he sent an angelic force from him to let Cornelius know, I've heard those things that you prayed about in secret, and they were answered. So this is a word, a quick word to encourage you tonight. There's a battle going on. It's a warfare going on in a heavenly realm. It's Satan desire to assault your prayers. There's a struggle going on, but God wants you to know tonight he has placed angels are in charge to protect your prayers. They are warned against the prince of Persia. They are overriding that spirit that desire to stop everything that God said must be fulfilled in your life at this particular time. God wants you to know those things that you have gone before God, a petition according to the will of God, nothing out of God's will. The things you prayed for, you pray that's in God's will. He said this shall be concluded for you. He shall bring a fulfillment for you. He should cause that those prayer requests to do what? To come forth, to arrive. He will cause those things, because his angels are fighting for you, saints of God, to be performed. And so we're going to get right to the point. God wants you to know there's so many things that you have before him. The things about your children, the things about health, the things about promotion on jobs, the things about an unbelieving spouse, the things about the thing that your young children, your young adults, your teenagers that need direction in tonight. These are many things. These are just some things I'm calling out. Some things that you need a bigger place to live. Your dwelling needs to be increased. You need a pay raise. You need a better job. You need healing. God wants you to know, continue to speak the word. That disease must come subject to God, because God is medication. He said it in the word of God, Proverbs 4:22. So these are some things that was on my mind concerning you tonight. But you know what prayer request that you have placed before God, what petition. And so this is a night that God wants you to speak it out if you want to tonight. If not, we're just going to pray in agreement. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I'll put that on.
Is there any prayer request tonight?
Yes, Pastor.
If don't not,
worry,
we...
I got one.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend named Rita. Her father passed away over the weekend, and I'm just asking for prayer for the family's comfort and for God to give them comfort and security during their time of loss, please.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, saints, we're going to get right to the point. It's a time now for completion. It's a time for you to see the accomplishment that God has heard. It's a time for those things that God has said of your life to be dispatched. It's a time for an arrival. And so God wants you to know tonight that enemy that desire to postpone, desire to block, that desire to retard, that he has angel charge to protect wherever you go and when you pray. God has his angel control over saints of God. And God have them responsible to do what he tells them to do. And so we're going to go in prayer tonight. Father, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will move over these prayer requests tonight. The things you place in my heart, God, believing God to give direction, God, for that person that needs that new job. That the Spirit of God go before them, oh God. And that you will give them that heart desire, Father, tonight. That the Spirit of God will move into that place, oh God. And open up a door that no one can close. God, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of Word will speak to them. Give them direction. And we thank you for the new job. We thank you for those that need sure housing tonight. That the spirit of the word will move over that place, oh God, for they need housing, sure housing, Isaiah 32 and 18. God, we're speaking the word of God. Those that need sure housing, those that need a bigger house, Father, supply that need tonight. We thank you for the spirit of God will build that house up and establish that house. That house will be full of wisdom and understanding. God, I thank you for everyone that's going forth in the promotion tonight. That the Spirit of God will promote them tonight. Because promotion comes from the Lord. That you will prosper and cause them to be successful in everything, God. I'm thanking you for their finance to be increased. I thank you, oh God, for every need to be provided. I thank you tonight, God, for there's lack, that God, you supply their needs. I thank you, God, for those that's waiting on a spouse, those that desire companionship, that the Spirit of God go into that place, God, and give them favors for that man to find his wife, for that wife to wait for her husband to find her. I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God says that it's not good for them to be alone. And Father, I thank you tonight to open up every avenue for him to find her and for her to wait upon him to come. Father, I thank you tonight. I'm speaking the word over anyone that's full of sickness and disease tonight, that the Spirit of God will heal their diseases tonight, that the word of God is medication for them tonight. I send you word of Proverbs 4:22. You said, God, you're medicine to their spirit, to their soul, that the spirit of infirmity comes subject to the word of God tonight. We cast out infirmity the word of God. Matthew 8:16. We thank you, God, for young adults that seem to be wayward at this time, God, that the Spirit of God will prosper him or her, that the Spirit of God will look over their future, that the Spirit of God will give them strength, that the Spirit of God will lead them into the path, oh God, that you have ordained for their lives. No matter how it looks like a jigsaw, no matter what people are saying about their children, their young adults, that the Spirit of God will lead them and direct them so that the life of God will go into a prosperous place and that their future, God, have hope in it tonight. And God, I thank you, Jesus, for the victory tonight. I thank you for the victory tonight, that every door is opening and everything that they have need of being supplied by the word of God tonight. Father, I thank you that the spirit of Satan has been stopped by the word of God, that angel has been sent out fighting against that dark spirit tonight on the behalf of your people. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will handicap that spirit through his angel, that the Spirit of God will come against that spirit that's holding things back for them. And God, we thank you tonight. They're going to speak the word. They're going to decree the word. They're going to stand on the word. Though the vision tarry, you said to wait upon it, for it should speak and not lie. Father, cause the word of God, the thing they believe in, God, to be achieved, or to come to a conclusion, to be finished tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I'm encouraged by your word tonight. Father, I know when we stand on the word of God, that the word of God will bring things in order, that the word of God will complete things, that the word of God will bring conclusion. Father, there need to be a finish line for your people tonight. And Father, you're the only one could cause a finish line to come forth, an invisible line tonight, to bring forth these manifestations. I thank you for the new job. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for favor for those that own the job. I thank you for increase, God. I thank you for favors, oh God. I thank you for that supervisor come subject to this word. That one that's been a hard tax over your people, God. That the spirit of favors, hallelujah, go forth and remove them and give them better supervisor. In Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will open up that door for that young man, that young woman that's in a wandering state and that need direction from God. I thank you for the spirit.
Spirit of God. Come and get that wondrous spirit and open up a door for prosperity, a door for their future. Do the supernatural. I don't care what judgment that the enemy has placed against them, whatever document, whatever thing that has been in their past, oh God, that the Spirit of God will move after him tonight, that the spirit of the world will loose their prayers tonight, that the spirit of the world will come against that spirit of the world tonight, Father, that the spirit of anxiety will loose that mother and that father, that the Spirit of God will begin to show them that that son, that daughter has a bright future, that things is lining up because of his word, because the angel have charge to keep them tonight. In Jesus' name, that the healing virtues of Jesus have gone forth, oh God, and medication now is being over the people of God that has infirmity, all kinds of diseases that's lurking over them, that the Spirit of God is speaking his word tonight over their life. Say, I'm the Lord God that healed thee. I thank you tonight, God, for the Spirit of God to give new strength, for the Spirit of God to arrest every demonic power, that the Spirit of God will handicap every spirit tonight that's working against them. I thank you, oh God, that they're going to see the fulfillment in the land of the living. I thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of God will fire up the minds of people that need to pass tests to cause them to increase. I send the word of God to their brain cell tonight, that the Spirit of God would touch those cells. Fire up their mind in Jesus' name. Fire up their understanding in the name of Jesus. Give them understanding, oh God, how to pass this test. In Jesus' name, I lay hands by faith on them in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will go forth, that they will excel in strength, and that their mind is fired up because the mind of Christ has taken over their mind, and their learning ability has been stimulated by the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight for the favors of God to overthrow everything that's desolate, everything that's in lack tonight. In the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will encourage that house, that the Spirit of God will bring wisdom to that house that's in ruin, that the Spirit of God will restore that house, that the Spirit of God will build up that house. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those believers in ministry tonight, that the Spirit of God will strengthen them. Those that have been called forth in ministry, that the Spirit of God would encourage them. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you remember your elect tonight, those that show up. And oh God, seeing that they've been used, hallelujah, by people. But I give you encouraging words tonight. You're doing many things that, hallelujah, so many people would give up. I don't care if nobody give you thanksgiving, if nobody say that, I thank you for praying for me, that the Spirit of God is telling you tonight, I see you, I hear you, and I'm on your side. Oh, Father God, I thank you tonight for going in that place and giving that believer, that minister, that man and woman of God, encouragement tonight and strength tonight to let them know they that diligently seek the Lord, that there's a reward for you. Get ready for your reward in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh Father, for every accuser will be stopped by the blood of Jesus. Every naysayer will be stopped by the blood of Jesus. Everything that will bring us slander against the elect be stopped by the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that the Spirit of God caused increase for Sister Mary, caused increase for Sister Ruby, caused increase for Sister Tamara, caused increase for Brother Jerome P. Cause increase for your brother Jerome Ray. Cause increase for Sister Gina. Cause increase for Stacy. Cause increase in Jesus' name. That the spirit of increase will overtake everything in their lives. Everything that has caused them to be in a place of difficulty. I send the word of God of increase in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you tonight for the increase to come. That the Spirit of God will move out everything that's desolate, that the spirit of lack is no longer lingering over them. In the name of Jesus, I send the word that the word of God is supplied, and that the word of God shall supply. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving tonight, Jesus, that the spirit of the evil one has been arrested by the word of God, that angels have chained them down in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight for this family, God, that the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost will comfort them in their time of loss, that they remember the good time. The Spirit of God will bring it to their remembrance tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the pipeline tonight, for the channel you have used on this prayer line, God.
for revelation of your word, for declaration of your word, from utterance of your word. Your word is flowing tonight over your people. And I thank you, oh God, that protection is over them. And I thank you, God, as they await for their increase, for doors to open, for needs to be met, because you've heard their petition, oh God. And I thank you for the fullness of God to take over their lives, that everything around them begin to enhance tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for the horn of plenty to overtake everything that's empty. And Father, I thank you for encouraging them to stand up every day and arise in thanksgiving and decree and stand on the word of God. Speak it until manifestation. Speak it in thanksgiving until manifestation. And Father, I thank you tonight that it's done by faith. Bring it into their remembrance. Though the vision tarry, yet will it speak. It's going to speak to them in this time. It's going to speak to them in the earth. It's going to speak to everything that God said is theirs. And God, I praise you for it. And I thank you for it, that the Spirit of God is pleased with your people tonight. I thank you for blessing them. I thank you for the blessings of the Lord is upon their lives. Not a yoke, but a blessing. No sorrows, but a blessing. And I give you praise for it. And I give you thanksgiving tonight. In Jesus' name, be blessed, saints of God. Be prepared and know that it's achieved by faith. Get up daily and begin to what? Speak the word. Begin to thank God that it's done, that God has heard you. What does the word do? The word bring manifestation. The word creates. The word bring things into being. You got to speak it. It's not about feelings. It's not about emotion. But the word does what? Creates. Your words are creating for you. And angels has been dispersed and have charge because God has sent them to make sure that the word is manifested. Be encouraged, saints of God. It's your time. It's God's timing for you. And God shall bring fulfillment. Be blessed tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Your power in me.
Let your glory.
wanna. I can't even think what I wanna, 'cause God is
gaining more ground.
God is gaining more ground, yeah. Man, I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna. I can't even think what I wanna, 'cause God is
gaining more ground.
Do what only you can do, Lord. I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna, yeah. I can't even think what I wanna, because God is gaining. Do it, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna walk like you,
walk like you,
talk like you,
talk like you,
live like you.
Listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.